in the wedding song, we used to get a lot of people coming in. This was also from the Smokehouse days. We used to work a nightclub called the Smokehouse, and they used to come in requesting this song. And we got many letters saying that people were married to our version. Instead of using an organist, they played our version, which was a compliment to us.
He is now to be among you at the calling of your hearts. Rest assured, this troubadour is acting on his part. The union of your spirits here has caused him to remain. For whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. There is love. Well, a man shall leave his mother, and a woman leave her home. They shall travel on to where the two shall be as one. As it was in the beginning, is now until the end. Woman draws her life from man and gives it back again. And there's love. Well, and what's to be the reason for becoming man and wife? Is it love that brings you here, or love that gives you life? For if loving is the answer, then who is the giving for? Do you believe in something that you've never seen before? Oh, there's to be the reason for becoming man and wife. Is it love that brings you here, or love that gives you life? For if loving is the answer, then who's the giving for? Do you believe in something that you've never seen before? Oh, there's
I call that another spiritual kind of song written by Paul Stuckey. It was a very special, how do you explain music from the spheres? I just have a feeling he was inspired by some unique force or some special force when he wrote it.
Tony Tennille feels the same unexplained force guiding her when she composes.
I wish I could tell you how these things pop in my head. I don't know. I feel like I am the conduit. And I know I've talked to a lot of friends of mine, songwriters, who feel the same way. It's like there are a whole bunch of songs and melodies circling the earth like the rings around Saturn. And somehow I'm like the conductor. They come through me and they come out of me and I write them. Because that's the only thing I can think of, because I can't tell you where the ideas come from. Just all of a sudden they pop in my head. This one I was thinking about, frankly, it sounds corny, but I was thinking about the first time that Daryl kissed me. And how terrific that was. I thought, well, how did I feel about that? I thought, well, gee, I wish he'd do it again. So I thought, do that to me one more time sounds like a good idea. So I came up with that and wrote all the lyrics and sat down to the piano. And within, I would say, 45 minutes, the tune was done. It was our biggest smash since Love Will Keep Us Together.
Do that to me one more time. Once is never enough with a man like you. Do that to me one more time. I can never get enough of a man like you. Oh,
once again. Pass that by me one more time. Once just isn't enough for my heart to hear. One more time. Do it again. One more.